Chapter 14, Make Friends with Benefits. Show me your friends, and I'll show you your future. This is a saying I heard a few years back in a YouTube video by one of the world's many billionaires. It made huge sense and instantly resonated with me. Scum befriend scum. Poor befriend poor. Middle class befriend middle class. Rich befriend the rich. Successful people befriend successful people. Criminals befriend criminals. Do you see the pattern? Have you ever been to a school reunion? People who were friends in school quite rarely remain friends into adulthood. They usually build a life for themselves and find friends who fit into that life. When growing up, I lived on probably close to 100 different council estates throughout the UK. I have many very good friends dotted up and down the UK with whom I don't regularly speak to or spend much time with. On occasion, when I am visiting an area for business, I will sometimes make contact with an old friend and arrange to go out for lunch. I have noticed on my many travels that those who remain situated on the same council estate they grew up on are usually still in the same position they were back then. Whereas, those who have changed their surroundings and their friendship groups seem more likely to make a success of themselves and be much more prosperous. I'm not saying you have to change who you are or where you come from, but if you're in a poor area surrounded by low-income people every single day, lifting yourself up and becoming a high earner will be very difficult, unless you are lucky enough to become a famous sports star or an actor. An entrepreneur's life is a very lonely one because you alone are the driving force behind your business and ideas. You must surround yourself with similar-minded friends, friends who will understand your challenges, and discussions with those friends will help you find better ways to overcome your challenges. One of the hardest questions to be asked from one of the sheep when you're an entrepreneur is, what do you do for a living? My answer could be locksmith, writer, salesman, software developer, sales director, marketer, teacher, public speaker, automation specialist, business scaling expert, leader, SEO expert, business strategist, presentation writer, copywriter, and many, many other things that still wouldn't fully encompass what it is I do. If I list everything I do, people will just think I'm full of shit because no normal person could possibly master as many things as us entrepreneurs are able to. If I simply say I'm an entrepreneur, they still won't have a clue what it is I actually do. It's because of this I like to be surrounded by other entrepreneurs. They don't ask, what do you do? They ask, what are you doing right now? What project are you working on right now that's going to change the world? A sheep doesn't understand this because they tend to do the same thing day in day out for years. Just working toward the day they can retire. An entrepreneur, however, like you and I, lives a life of projects. We start a project, we focus 100% of our effort on it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, until it turns into something that makes money. Then we automate the process as much as possible, bring in a team to oversee the project and scale it moving forward. After this, we move on to our next project whilst overseeing all our other projects and constantly learning as we go. A normal person doesn't have the capacity for this. They can't oversee a huge number of projects, with teams running them, but still remain the driving force behind each project, making the decisions on direction and overall strategy to keep everything profitable and still have everything going in the direction of their initial vision. There is a saying, "You are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with." Taking this into account, I want you to do something that's going to change your life probably more than anything else you have done in this whole book. I want you to create 2 lists. These lists have 2 headings, one is sheep, and the other is entrepreneur. Obviously, don't let anyone see these lists or you're going to piss off a lot of people. You need to put everyone you associate with on one of these 2 lists, including family, friends, customers, colleagues, etc. Every single person in your life. You can probably list the first 20 right away. Then you must work on this list daily by adding every single person you come into contact with regularly. Once you have listed everyone you can think of, you need to make a conscious effort to only spend time with the sheep when it is completely necessary. I'm assuming, in most cases, this list will include family, friends, and most people you work with. I then want you to go down the list of entrepreneurs you spend time with and mark them from 1 to 10. 1 being almost a wantrepreneur, they keep trying but unfortunately just can't succeed, going right the way up to 10 being an Elon Musk-level entrepreneur. As you look down this list, you will very quickly realize why you are either super successful or struggling to make what you do work. If you already spend a lot of time with successful people, you are likely also very successful, and if you don't, you are likely not very successful. I want you to focus on all the entrepreneurs who are a level 6 or above and make a conscious effort to spend more time with these people, work with them more, socialize with them more. Have them in your life influencing the decisions you make every single day. Because you are spending more time with these people, you will meet more level 6 and above entrepreneurs, and they will go onto your list, then you will consciously spend more time with these people. You will soon have so many level 6 and above entrepreneurs in your life that you will slowly start raising the bar on who you spend time with. Doing this exercise and completely ignoring everything else in this book will massively scale your life and achievements. Show me your friends, and I'll show you your future. My mother used to say to me when I was growing up, "It's who you know, not what you know, Michael." When I was very young, this made no sense to me whatsoever. As I got older, I thought it was something poor people said as an excuse for them not being successful, blaming their situation for their shitty life. But, as I got older and I started to understand the way the world works, I realized it's completely true, and taking an active decision to only have high achievers in your life every single day will open up opportunities for you and improve your life and successes in just the same way. Once you have created this list and used it every single day for several months, you will notice yourself subconsciously adding everyone you meet to your list and ranking them as soon as you meet them. This is important because that first impression can be, and usually is, wrong. This is another great teacher for your future success because the number next to your entrepreneurs can and should change over time. When you first meet someone, they might have a great story, a polished introduction. You could end up adding them to your list as a number 7 or even 8 entrepreneur, thinking to yourself, "I need to spend more time with this person." But not everything is always as it seems, and as you start to get to know the person, they will become more honest with you and their veil will start to slip. This always happens with familiarity. That is why it usually takes time to find an entrepreneur's true number. A great salesman will likely land on your list at number 7, 8, or even 9 because they have the ability to build rapport with you very quickly. They know how to become the person everyone gravitates toward, but humans in general are moaning little bitches, and once the initial facade starts to come away, you will meet the real person. You may really like this person, you might enjoy spending time with them, but if you are serious about your success as an entrepreneur, and I'm assuming you are because you're reading this book, then you must honestly rank this person after you truly get to know them, and if they are not a level 6 or above, start to distance yourself from them and replace the time you spend with them with someone ranked higher on your list. This might seem like a cold way of building up your friendships, but it's necessary. Like I said earlier, I grew up moving almost every 6 weeks for my whole childhood. My mother would run up the bills, then we would move again, and her name would change. She was like a council house outlaw. This taught me that friendships can start and grow from anywhere, quickly, so find the level 6 and above entrepreneurs you spend time with and that you actually like and spend more time with them, not the ones you don't like spending time with. Remember, the world is full of millions of successful people and they like to spend time with other successful people. Try to become friends with those who are one step above where you are, not one step below. It's nice to spend time with people who are less successful than you because it feels good to be the most successful person in the room and have everyone look up to you, but it doesn't help you climb the ladder of success. If you want to be the most successful person in the room, then make yourself a level 10 entrepreneur by always surrounding yourself with the most successful people you can find. Napoleon Hill was a writer of many successful books. In one of them, he talks about something he calls the mastermind principle. He explains it as the principle in which you may borrow the education, the experience, the influence, and in some cases, the capital of other people in carrying out your own plans in life. He goes on to explain it as the principle in which you can accomplish more in 1 year than you could in a whole lifetime if you rely completely on your own efforts for success. I could tell you which book it is in, but then you will likely go and read only that book by Napoleon Hill, and I believe every book by Napoleon Hill should be read by all entrepreneurs. So, I'm not going to give you the book title in which he covers this principle. Instead, I advise you to read all his books and find it for yourself, because reading everything Napoleon Hill ever wrote will only solidify everything I have taught you in this book and make you a much more successful entrepreneur in your own right. That being said, let's talk about reading books in the next chapter, as I believe any entrepreneur must allocate a huge amount of their time to educating themselves consistently throughout their lives. There is no better way to learn than through reading books written by people who have already achieved, or have studied at great length, what it is you would like to achieve in life. Actionable steps. Create a list of sheep and entrepreneurs. Actively avoid sheep, except family, and entrepreneurs lower down your list. Seek out places where you can meet high achievers and befriend them. Work on your list daily and improve your life.